Good evening, this is Andy for Birthday Cake for Breakfast. I'm here with Hyena Kill on Halloween. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good, thank you.
Cool.
Happy Halloween.
I want to touch, first of all, on your formation. What can you guys tell us about becoming a two-piece?
It happened about just over a year ago, I think.
Yep.
And our bass player decided to leave, so we just decided to
carry on.
We had a gig the week he left, so we set up at the Roadhouse. We just thought, fuck it, we didn't know what to do. So we just turned everything up loud and went for it and thought, that was a semi-decent gig. That went all right,
yeah.
It turned out. And then just decided to go back to the rehearsal room and just...
keep writing.
Yeah, work a bit harder, and then just sort of like structured the songs around two people
more
than anything. It wasn't
really a conscious decision.
It just evolved
naturally due to the circumstances that we were in.
Yeah, it wasn't like, let's just do this as a two-piece before. We don't want to give up. We might as well just keep writing. And that's what we did, and then eventually we just started to form a bit of a sound, and then we found ourselves as a two-piece. We did toy with getting a bass player, and...
But we were both unemployed. Well, I was unemployed. He was at uni.
So we had a lot of free time, and a lot of the bass players we were talking to couldn't really fit into our practice schedule. So
yeah, it was mainly like Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
It just
people were meant to be at work,
and we just ended up here. That's essentially how it happened, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How do you think it's been since you've been a two piece as opposed to a three piece? Because obviously, as you say, completely different, you know, structure to it.
Well,
obviously you've got to work
Really well writing together. I mean, there's always going to be something lacking, like that third element. So we just tried to compensate for that a little bit in the writing, and we didn't consciously think about it too much. We just went for it. We didn't try to think, oh, the bass.
We're missing something.
Yeah,
we tried to write.
Just keep writing and just.
And Steve actually goes for a bass amp anyway, so he goes for a guitar amp and a bass
amp.
Yeah,
I tried to.
Which is an important element because it gives it loads of low end, which people don't know where it's actually coming from because all they see is the guitar, and they're just like, God, that was, you know, really fat.
There's a lot of two pieces knocking about, and I sort of noticed that that's what they were doing, and I was like, oh, that's cool, so I'm going to try that. And I gave it a go, and I was like, whoa, you can get a lot of low end from this. So sort of like, stuck with that, worked to develop the sound, and.
Yeah.
That's where we've arrived now, and we just keep continuing. It feels right, it feels natural. So
yeah, I think people comment on that we get quite a lot is that we make quite a lot of noise for two people, which is obviously more striking because even though there's a lot of two pieces about, as a three piece, you are just another three piece, and you're expecting a big sound from three people. But when you see two people get up and create that much noise,
like when you just saw, we just witnessed Bad Grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Sound check in, massive.
Yeah,
so it sort of fits its core when you see two other people just really blast it out.
And it means you've got to give it more oomph to replace, you know, the third person that you're missing.
Fourth
or fifth.
It's good. Yeah. I enjoy being. It's good. It's cool being a two piece. I enjoy writing songs structured around just two solid basic instruments. It
gives the instruments a lot of room to breathe.
Yeah. It's good fun.
Mm. I mean, it's quite popular, isn't it, now? I mean, it's always been, you know, there's always been two pieces about it, but it's quite popular, like, at the minute. Like you say, it's quite a unique sound, isn't it? And just to be part of a two-piece.
From the two pieces that I've saw playing live, some people are taking it to another level in terms of getting a big sound out of two people, beyond what we're doing.
Yeah.
There's, like, some people...
A lot of technology gets a lot of... effects and...
Well, just if you look at a band like Cleft, I'm not sure if you're aware of them, unbelievable sound.
Yeah.
And it's not that, it's just down to the playing, how they do it. I like it. It's simplified, it's good, and it's... the more two pieces that you keep seeing popping up and just blasting it out, it's exciting stuff. Just to see two people doing that on stage, it's like...
Yeah.
It's some of it's next level though, beyond anything that I've tried to do with my guitar sound. It's like, fuck. It's like, holy shit, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
It's serious.
I think that is pretty much the general reaction to people when they see Cleft, isn't it? It's like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a proper math rock, but it's done. It's executed so well.
I can't wait for their new record, actually.
Yeah.
But it's not about them. It's about you too. You've got a new EP coming out, is that about
right? Oh, it's out now.
Oh, it's already out?
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, we went into studio about around April, recorded it. We tracked everything. Well, we tracked the initial everything live, all the drums live, guitars live, then just did guitar overdubs. And then...
But then we went off to Europe for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the mix.
Yeah, we got to... We got to record it all and then got to the mix stage, and then we did a busking trip around Europe with a makeshift busking set up, playing essentially...
just jams. We were just jamming, really, yeah, wasn't we? We were just playing to people on the street and had a really good time. I think what we wanted to do was remove ourselves from Manchester because we've been here for quite a long time, and we have both been in bands before this for a few years, and it just becomes really small, and we felt like we weren't doing anything outside of it. So even though we left like pre-mix for this EP, we weren't going to release it until now anyway. Yeah. So we just decided to take off for 5 weeks and clear our head, but in the same respect, take our instruments. And we did a bit of couch surfing, we made loads of friends, and we just had a blast, didn't we?
Yeah, we were good. Just got our just band playing on the streets.
Yeah, just...
And then just came back, mixed the EP, got it out, and it's now available. You can download it, stream it on SoundCloud. It's... just really proud to get this product out. It's the first thing we've done as two.
Yep. Artwork got done by Ben Talon, who's part of Quench Music, and he's a really talented illustrator.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, he's been working with us, and we got some physical copies done because it's because we were so proud of the artwork and the CD. It's just something to give to people as opposed to just telling them it's on iTunes or Amazon or...
Yeah, it's good.
It's a bit more physical, you know.
Where can people... buy these prints?
Well, they can contact us on Facebook or via our website or email.
hyenakill@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah, that's from our website.
Yeah, we'll just...
we'll post one out to you.
Yeah, if anyone wants to contact us, we'll send one straight out.
The physical copies, but like I say, online it's available, Spotify,
and all your SoundCloud.
It's available
bullshit.
To free stream on Spotify, SoundCloud and all that. But the physical copies we're really chuffed with, and we think there's something, you know, it's worth having hold of because, I don't know, people aren't buying CDs anymore. It's just all download. It's nice to actually have something in your hand.
It'd be nice to have it on vinyl, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's not happened.
So from this point forward, what else can we expect from you? Because obviously you've just released this.
Well, we've just... after this show, we're going to... Yeah, we've obviously launched EP. It was a great night. But after this show, we are going to do our first UK tour with a band called Ragweed from Brighton. That's going to go from... That's over 8 dates, starting at the 30th of this month, November. Well, next month. And then after that, it's we're just going to sort of like... That'll take us up to Christmas, wind down, and then in the new year...
Start all over again.
Yeah, and just put plans to make a new EP, possibly a mini-album. And hopefully, from discussions we've had tonight, I'd like to get on the road with Bad Grammar. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Two guys, two girls. One car.
Well, another thing for Urban Dictionary. Yeah, that's great. Thanks very much, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.